Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is the number three ranked angler in the world, is Skeet Reese. And Skeet, welcome to the program.
Well, Terry, thank you. Appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be on the radio with you.
Well, I absolutely love it. You know, I get to see you guys out on the trail and all the wonderful things you guys are doing. And, you know, consistency has been such a key to your success. In the last few years, you've just been taking the world by storm.
Well, it's just, I guess it's been a long process. I started fishing, I fished my first tournament 21 years ago, and I've been through a lot of trial and error, a lot of heartache, a lot of grief, a lot of frustration, and just through evolution, I think I've finally set into, you know, my groove and my style of fishing and, you know, understanding my strengths and what they are and what they're not, and just gradually, little by little, my tournament finishes have gotten a little bit better, and, you know, I have had a lot of success out here in the West, but getting on the tour in the last 5 or 6 years, yeah, it's been a learning process, because some of the lakes that we fish east of the Mississippi definitely fish a lot different than western types of lakes, but there's some that fish similar, and, you know, I feel comfortable when I hit those bodies of water, but there's been a big learning curve for me, but it's also just a matter of getting in tune with myself and my style of fishing and really just trying to capitalize on my strengths when I can.
Well, you know, you talk about some things in the West, you know, and as a guy that lives in the East, you know, we're used to fishing shallow water for the most part, a little bit of dingy water and that kind of thing. And, you know, everybody has this feeling about California, clear, deep in Powell. It's Lake Mead, Powell, some of those areas. But in reality, the places you fish, the Delta and Clear Lake and some of those things, they kind of play into the Florida lakes a little bit for you.
They really do. Not just Florida lakes, but, you know, anywhere from Gunnersville to Champlain and any, you know, shallow water environment, Potomac River, Louisiana Delta. Yeah, because for me, I spent most of my time cutting my teeth on Clear Lake in the California Delta, and which are shallow water power fishing type of conditions. Very seldom do you fish deeper than about 12 foot of water. Most time, it's about 6 foot or less, you know, with a lot of big fish. And even though those were my strengths, you know, I had to learn how to fish all the clear water reservoirs too, because any tournament trail out here will go from Clear Lake Delta up to Lake Shasta or over to Lake Mead, which are deep, clear water impoundment, largemouth, spotted bass, whatever it might be. So, you know, I've had to fine-tune my techniques to be able to stay consistent and fish well in a clear body of the water as well. But if I ever had a choice, yeah, I'd pick up a flipping stick or a, you know, a jerkbait rod or something and pound away the shallows, and I'd be a lot happier than I would with a spinning rod and 6-pound test in 60 foot of water.
Well, you know, it's amazing the techniques that have kind of evolved here for us as tournament fishermen is that, you know, it used to be you kind of started out with the light line stuff and kind of evolved away from it, went to heavy stuff. You know, everybody, the power fishing technique has always been a big deal with the flipping and pitching and that kind of stuff. And now you're starting to see some of the things revert back to light line and stuff again. You think pressure has a lot to do with that?
I think there's, you know, several different situations. Yeah, we're getting more and more fishing traffic on the lakes these days, which is great. You know, we want more and more people utilizing our resources out there and getting into the fishing. I think one of the key factors is the time of year we've been fishing a lot is January through May, and we're dealing with a lot of pre-spawn, cold fronts type of situations where the fish aren't up real shallow, super aggressive, chomping on big jigs. You know, post-front conditions, a lot of times you're having to scale down, fish a smaller bait, just to try and get the bites. And one of the big reasons for that, too, is, unfortunately, it's a double-edged sword, is the stocking of Florida strain largemouth. Yeah, they get a lot bigger, but any weather change whatsoever, they're a heck of a lot more finicky than they would be of a northern strain largemouth. I would much rather see northern strains in most of our lakes just for the fact they're meaner, they're more aggressive, easier to catch, but I think that's why you've seen spinning tackle do so well the last few years is, yeah, we've had a lot of post-front situations, tough fishing conditions, and the guys that have really hunkered down with the light finesse gear have been able to shine. If our tournament season was postponed a little bit later into the year, yeah, you probably see, you know, more bigger catches, but it boils down to it. What's fair for one is fair for all. So I don't care if we're, you know, fishing for one fish in the whole lake or, you know, 1,000 pounds a day type of weigh-in per lake. It's, you know, we're still going to have a winner whether you catch 5 pounds or 100 pounds.
Well, it's amazing. You know, you look back now, you got the shaky worm, you've got all these light line techniques, you know, drop shotting's come into its own, but it's still a good place for a flipper every once in a while, too. You know, Denny Brower, yourself, a lot of the people who like to get into the heavy cover have done well as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we always get into a tournament somewhere along the line that is going to fall into a specialist hand, such as, you know, whether it's Van Dam running and gunning, power fishing fast as he can be, or, you know, with a flipper with Biffle and Brower. But there's a lot of times that just there's a lot of junk fishing going on, and you're going to have to do several different things or be able to be versatile. And that's really been the key to my success is just my versatility. Growing up out west and fishing so many different types of water out here, I had to learn how to be versatile, anywhere from a spinning rod, like I said, 6-pound test, up to a flipping stick with 30-pound on it, and everything in between. So I think that's one of the things that separates a lot of the fishermen from Northern California from a lot of the other fishermen around the country is the versatility of our fisheries out here. And being able to adapt and change to all those different types of lakes we got to go to.
Well, you know, you look back, Skeet, and you know, you had, as you mentioned, some of the trials and tribulations of coming out as an angler from the West. And, you know, of course, your frequent flyer miles are built up pretty good when you get to do that. But, you know, you think about it, and having that versatility when you move out east has got to help you.
I feel like it has. Yeah, I feel like if I was a specialist in any one technique, yeah, I would have my moment, my time out there. At a certain lake in a certain time, but being able to be versatile has allowed me to go to a lot of different lakes and, you know, have, you know, great success to, you know, somewhat adequate success. But, you know, after my first year on tour, I never really have really bombed too bad. But, you know, there's always those years, and, you know, I don't know what to expect this next season. Next season I may catch them, I may not, but that's just part of it. But for me, yeah, the versatility has just allowed me to go into each event and, you know, just whether I finish in the top 10, I'm able at least able to hang on and sneak out a check or something like that, just because I'm not stuck with one technique that's all I like to do, like some of the guys do out there.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, everybody knows you in particular from the classic days when you did the dancing on the stage. And now Mike Iaconelli's kind of come into the break dancing thing. But you guys, we might have to put a contest together a little bit.
I've said this before, it's often imitated but never duplicated. And I was the creator of the whole dance deal on stage, not that I ever intended it to go as far as it did and be known for that. But Mike still, he's got no game. Yeah, he can spin around on his back and look like a Ninja Turtle or whatever he's doing. But when it comes to freestyle dancing, no, we're taking Jersey Kid down.
Well, you got to deal with Fish Fishburn, too, because, you know, we got to see him in action here just recently.
Now, Fish has got more moves than a lot of people, you know, but Fish is also getting old. He's getting ready to get married. You know, he's putting on a couple LBs, so I don't think I'm going to have to worry about Fish anytime soon.
Well, you watch him, you know, in action. He's just about to dance whenever you see him anyway, you know. So you guys will have to get out there. I think the next classic, what we'll do is when you and Iaconelli and Fish get on the stage, I think that we have to put something together for you. There's no question about it. Let's see if we can really break this thing down a little bit.
I think, at some point in time, we're going to have to get to that point. And Mike's scared, though. We've been out a few times, and I've had to take him down a couple times. In the dance clubs, but if he wants to get on the big stage with the big crowd, Big Kid's going to put it on him.
Well, you know, there's a lot of guys in this thing right now, and I'll finish up with this. There's a lot of guys got a lot more talent out there than just the fishing talent. I mean, we got guys, Byron Velvick, he's the bachelor. We got Swindle, you know, he's the quote master. We got all you guys got all kinds of versatility.
You know, that's what's kind of cool about it is, even though we're all kind of like one big traveling family out there, everybody has got their own unique personality, and as long as they're able to, you know, let that true personality come through, that's how they're going to gain their fan base and just be themselves and have fun. But, yeah, we've got a lot of freaks on tour, from Swindle to Iaconelli. It's quite fun. That's all I can say.
No question about it, one of the most approachable guys out in bass fishing and absolutely one of the superstars of our sport, Skeet Reese. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, it's been my pleasure, Terry, and I'll hopefully see you soon.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.